感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一起来思想神的话语。我们弟兄姊妹请起立，然后我们一起来读约翰福音七章第一节到第七节。
Thank God that Sunday morning we continue to study the word of God, and we stand up to read Book of John chapter 7, verse 1 through 7.
约翰福音七章一节起，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他。”耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。”好，感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, give us your only Son Jesus Christ, the world to become flesh, come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Come to seek and to save those of us who deem to be perished.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我们，担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己。
We thank that Jesus on the cross in our place and bear our sins and sacrifice himself.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们能够罪得主耶稣宝血的洗净。
So all those who trusted Jesus Christ, our sin can be washed cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus died and buried and third day raised from the dead.
让这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们也得着永恒的生命。
So that whoever trusts in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
感谢神将你的话语，就是圣经赐给我们。
We thank God that gave us your word, that's the Bible.
让我们借着神的话语能够认识主耶稣基督。
And through the word of God, we can know Jesus Christ.
愿神的话语成为我们生命的粮食。
May word of God become the bread of our life.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May God's word become the lamp upon feet, light upon path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们刚才所读到的约翰福音七章的经文当中，我们会看见耶稣的弟兄不信耶稣。
And in the scripture we just read, we see that Jesus' brothers did not believe him.
在这里我们要特别说明一下，耶稣他是有几个弟弟的。
And here we want to make it very clear that Jesus had a brothers.
那么耶稣的弟弟呢？里面至少有雅各和犹大。
And we know that among his brothers, at least we know that Jack, James and Judah.
那我们要知道，这个犹大是耶稣的弟弟犹大，不是那个出卖主的那个犹大。
And I want to know this Judah is the brother of Jesus Christ. It's not the one who betrayed Jesus.
我们听众们要非常清楚，因为是耶稣的弟弟犹大后来信耶稣之后被圣灵所默示，写下了新约圣经当中的犹大书。
And this Judah, which is the brother of Jesus Christ, and later on he was become a believer of Jesus Christ and revealed by the Holy Spirit, and he wrote the book of Judah in the Bible.
那么耶稣还有一个弟弟是雅各，这个雅各呢就是新约圣经雅各书的作者，圣灵默示他写下雅各书。
And of course, another brother is called James, and this is the one who wrote the book of James in the New Testament.
那么新约圣经的雅各书不是耶稣的门徒使徒雅各写的，是耶稣的弟弟雅各写的，这也是两个人。
And also, this book of James is not written by Jesus' disciple James. That's a different person. It's two different persons. It's written by the brother of Jesus Christ, James.
那么耶稣的这些弟弟呢，同样也是他的母亲玛利亚所生。
Of course, those Jesus' brothers, they are all was gave birth by Jesus' mother, Mary.
所以耶稣是玛利亚所生的头胎的儿子，是被圣灵感孕，童贞女玛利亚被圣灵感孕生下主耶稣基督，这是玛利亚的头胎的孩子。
And Jesus was the firstborn to Mary and conceived by Holy Spirit, and that's the first one from Mary.
那么在接下来呢，耶稣和他地上的丈夫约瑟呢还是有孩子。
After that, of course, Mary with her earthly husband, Joseph, they have their children.
那么玛利亚还是童贞女的时候，从圣灵感孕生下她头胎的孩子耶稣，所以当耶稣降生的时候，马太福音记载是玛利亚生下她头胎的孩子耶稣。
And so Jesus is is conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit and gave the birth to Jesus Christ. That's what's recorded in the book of Gospel of Matthew.
所以在这里我们要特别说明哈。天主教在这一点上的教导是错误，是不符合圣经的。
So here we want to make clear the Catholic that in this teaching is not incorrect. It's not according to the Bible.
天主教教导说玛利亚是永远的童贞女，那么圣经的记载不是这样的。
And the Catholic's teaching basically says Mary is the eternal virgin. That's not true according to the Bible.
包括东正教也是这样，其实这都是不符合圣经的教导。
And also some other other religion also that type of teaching that's not according to the Bible.
那个耶稣的弟弟们，就是我们今天所看到约翰福音七章这里所说的他的弟兄。
So we can see here in this scripture we just read is talk about his brothers.
那么我们中文呢就是弟兄，好像还包括兄，其实这个原文就是指耶稣的弟弟们。
Of course, it's just referred to the younger brothers.
那么在这里圣经告诉我们，就是连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他。
And the scripture here said even his brothers did not believe in him.
所以这里这个转折的这个词让我们特别看到，这是非常非常遗憾的一种情形。
And so this word even, it's that word itself like shows a very pity or very tragic situation.
就是连耶稣的亲人，连耶稣的兄弟弟们，就是跟耶稣一起成长，离耶稣可以说是非常非常亲近的，就连他们都不信耶稣。
And because it says it was even his brother, basically the people grew up with Jesus and it can be considered the most close to Jesus do not believe in him.
在这里我们还是要说明一下，就是这个时候耶稣的弟弟们不信耶稣，但当耶稣被钉十字架从死里复活之后，耶稣的弟弟们信耶稣，就像雅各，就像犹大，他们也成为耶稣的门徒。
So I want to make it clear here when John recorded at that time.That event, that time Jesus' brothers do not believe in him. But when Jesus was crucified, dead, and raised from the dead, and his brother, like James and Judah, they all come into believing in Jesus.
那么在看到约翰福音七章在这里的记载，就是耶稣的弟兄们对耶稣说，你要离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
And so here we can see his brothers basically told him, okay, just depart from here, go to Judea and let people to see what you have done.
啊，人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
And basically, if you want to make your name known to the public openly, then you don't do this in secret. You got to show to the world.
啊，然后第五节特别说，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
And verse 5 says, even his brother did not believe in him, because what they say this is because they do not believe in him.
所以这里就我们看到，其实呢，耶稣的弟弟们非常明显，他们是相信耶稣有行神迹的能力，这是毫无疑问的。
And of course, Jesus' brother here is very clear. They believe that Jesus has the ability to perform the miracles.
但是圣经却说呢，他们讲这样的话，恰恰说明他们不信耶稣。
And but here the Bible says is when they say things like this, it's just show they don't believe in him.
所以这里告诉我们，就是你相信耶稣有能力，你相信耶稣能够行神迹，你相信耶稣凡事都能，但是并不表明你真正的信耶稣。
So here basically tells us if you believe Jesus has the power, you believe Jesus can do the miracle, but does not necessarily you means you believe in him.
为什么说耶稣的弟弟不信他呢
？And why he said they do not believe in him？
因为他们根本不认识耶稣是谁。
Because they don't know who Jesus is。
他们虽然跟耶稣一起生，他都不认识耶稣是怎样的一位。
They grew up with Jesus, but they don't know what Jesus is。
所以，就像今天很多很多时候，我们今天会听到很多人啊，我信耶稣，我信耶稣。今天很多人把耶稣这个名字放在他的口头上面，经常的说。
So just like today's world, there are a lot of people that say I'm believing Jesus, I believe in Jesus, and put their mouth is full of the name of Jesus.
但是他们真的认识耶稣吗
？But do they really know Jesus?
他们真的认识圣经中所启示出来这个耶稣吗
？Or put precisely, do they really know what the Jesus revealed by the Bible?
不是这样的
，They are actually not。
他们头脑当中的耶稣，他们口里所说的耶稣，跟圣经所启示出来的耶稣完全不一样。
The Jesus in their mind, the Jesus they spoke in their mouth, is completely different from what revealed by the Bible。
但他们还是认为，哎，我信耶稣啊。
But they still think I'm believing Jesus。
所以为什么在这里说耶稣的兄弟不信他呢？就是耶稣的兄弟相信耶稣可以行神迹，但是他们不认识耶稣，不是真正的认识耶稣。
So why he said his brothers do not believe in him because that his brothers believe that he can perform the miracle, he can do all kinds of things he's doing, but they don't know who Jesus is.
所以一个人不是真正的认识耶稣，他怎么可能真正的信耶稣呢？
So if a person not truly know who Jesus is, how can he truly believe in him?
所以他信的一个耶稣根本不是真实的耶稣。
Because what he believes in Jesus is not what the true Jesus is.
就是打个比方，比如说，我相信陈弟兄，我相信陈弟兄，但是我根本不认识陈弟兄。
But just like if I believe in Brother Chen and I believe it, but I never know him.
所以我这种相信陈弟兄这种说法完全是没有任何意义，因为我根本不认识他。
So when I say I believe in Brother Chen actually has no meaning because I don't know him.
为什么说耶稣的弟弟不信耶稣呢？因为耶稣弟弟认为耶稣跟我们一样的，都是想要出风头，都是想要显扬自己的名声。
Because here we can figure out how they don't believe him because they know Jesus is like they think of themselves.They think Jesus is like them. They want to make their own name known and to, like this.
耶稣的弟弟认为耶稣，你就跟世界上所有人一样的，你不就是想显扬自己的名声吗
？And basically, Jesus' brother think about Jesus as that like all the people on the earth, a world. You want to make your name known.
你就像所有人一样，你跟我们一样，你跟世人一样，你就是想给自己扬名。
You like ourselves. You like the people in the world. You want to make your name.
所以，那我给你告诉你一个好主意：你不要在这个小地方做这些事情，你去一个大地方，你去耶路撒冷，去犹太地，你去行神迹，这样你就可以扬名了。
Then because you, I think you're like us, want to make your name, make yourself a name known publicly, then let's tell you something. You should go to a big place, not like in the small place, like go to Jerusalem, go to Judea, and then you'll make your name known to openly.
所以耶稣的弟弟们如果来到今天的世界，他们非常擅长干一种职业。
So basically, Jesus' brother, well, if they come to today's world, they probably is very good for type of profession.
竞选经理.
And the profession is a campaign manager.
我告诉你怎样可以赢得最多的选民，怎样可以赢得最多的选票。
Let me tell you how they do. Then you can get the most people vote, got the most vote.
但是耶稣不需要这样的竞选经历。
But Jesus don't need such a campaign manager.
耶稣不是要扬他自己的名声。
Because Jesus don't want to make his name known.
耶稣一心想要传扬的是天父上帝的荣耀。
And what he want is the glory of a heavenly father.
其实。 从耶稣的弟弟对耶稣所说的话，我们会看见耶稣事实上跟这个世界上所有人都不一样。这个世界上所有人，就是耶稣弟弟所看到的，就是大家都是要扬名嘛，大家都是在追求自己得荣耀嘛。So,
from what Jesus' brothers told Jesus, we can see Jesus is different from everyone under this earth because all of us actually want to be glorify ourselves, make ourselves a name known.
但是他们不是真正的认识耶稣。
So they not truly know Jesus.
耶稣不是这样的人。
But Jesus is not like that.
耶稣不是要扬他自己的名, 耶稣也不是就是要他自己得荣耀。
Jesus don't want to make a name for himself. Jesus don't want himself to be glorified when he was on earth.
耶稣是要荣耀天父上帝的名。
And he want to glorify Heavenly Father's name.
接下来耶稣说，世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。And
verse 7, Jesus pointed out, the world cannot hate you, but they hate me, because I testify of it, it is world, of its works are evil.
那么这里说的你们呢，显然从上文来看，就是指耶稣的弟弟们。Of
course, here the you from the pre-text, we know it's referred to the brothers of Jesus Christ.
耶稣就对他的弟弟说，世人不会恨你们的。
And basically, Jesus told his brothers that the world will not hate you.
为什么世人不恨耶稣的弟弟呢？
Why they do not hate Jesus' brothers?
因为耶稣的弟弟跟世人一样嘛。Because
Jesus' brother is the same as the world.
在那个时候，耶稣的弟弟们跟世人是一样的，就是他们都是同样的想法，人嘛，不就是为了追求自己得荣耀，人不都是追求自己扬名声？ 所以世人是这样的想法，在那个时候，耶稣的弟弟也是这样的想法。At
that time, Jesus' brothers, the same, their thoughts, their thinking is the same as the world. Everyone want to have their, make their name, everyone want their own glory. So Jesus' brothers is no different from the world. At that time,
所以耶稣还也告诉我们，世界不会恨这样的人，因为这样的人是属世界，跟世界是一样的。And
so basically, Jesus says, the world cannot hate these people because those people are of the world. Same as the world.
但耶稣说世界就恨耶稣。
But Jesus said the world will hate me.
因为耶稣跟这个世人都不一样。
Because you are different from the world.
所有的世人都在想扬自己的名，让自己得荣耀，但是唯独耶稣不是这样。
And all the world think about making a name for themselves and glorify themselves, but not Jesus.
所以世人就恨这样的人。
So the world hate Jesus.
然后耶稣。 说，因为我指证他们所做的是恶，其实这句话什么意思？就是耶稣什么都不用做，耶稣就在那个地方存在着，就指出这些人的恶来了。
And so then Jesus said, because I testify of it, its works are evils. And basically, what Jesus said is, even don't have to say anything, do anything. Even just he stand there, he testified the evil of the world.
打个比方，就是我们今天所有的人都穿黑色的衣服。
And I just give an example. If we all wear dark clothes, a black suit.
我们看所有的人，我们都是一样的颜色。
So we can see, oh, everyone had the same color.
有一个人在我们中间，他穿个白衣服。
If one of them, among us, they wear the white clothes.
我们就感到很不舒服了。
And we will just see uncomfortable.
我们要把他赶出去。
we probably don't want him to be with us.
让他消失。
Want him to disappear.
就是这个这一位的存在，就让所有人不舒服。
So basically, sin, this existence will make everybody uncomfortable.
我以前，我听到一个基督徒的姊妹哈，在讲她的一件事情。
And sister tell her story.
就是有一天呢，这个姊妹的老板就对这个姊妹就说哈，这个对这个基督徒就看，你看我手上这块手表好不好看？
And so one day that the boss of the sister come to her and say, hey, show her his or her watch. Said, hey, look how beautiful it is, my watch.
然后一看啊，这是就是瑞士很名贵的一只手表。
Of course, it's a very expensive watch.
啊，然后这个姊妹就说，哎呀，是很好看呐、啊，是蛮漂亮。
And so the sister said, yeah, it's beautiful, it's great.
后来那个老板就对说，哎，你让我看看你戴什么手表。
And then the boss asked her, said, "Okay, let me see what watch you're wearing."
然后这个姊妹就把这个手表给这个老板，就是你看，这是我在我们家楼下这个夜市买的这个20块钱的电子表，也蛮准的，也走得蛮准。
And the sister basically said, "Hey, I just have a watch my husband bought from me from just the market. It's only $20, but it works fine."
那当这个姊妹讲这样的话的时候呢，这是很自然的啊，就这样说。
Of course, the sister just say the fact, it very naturally say that.
啊，那个时候那个女老板就一句话都不说了，神情就有点怪怪的。
Then her boss just feels kind of odd.Feels odd.
然后从那以后呢，这个女老板就开始处处为难这个基督徒姊妹。
Then from that on, her boss basically kind of make difficult for the sister.
为什么会这样
？Why is that?
就是这个他这个老板所看重的东西，所炫耀的东西，或者说所拥有、所追求的东西。结果在这个基督徒的眼中，他并不羡慕。
So because that the things that valued or show off by this boss, that it's not valued by the sisters in Christ.
然后这个基督徒看这一块瑞士的名表，哎呦，没有羡慕，也不觉得有多大的一个价值。
And because the sister actually look at this very expensive watch, it doesn't feel.You know, so heavily valued or has some significant value.
但这种反应就深深的让这个老板感到非常非常的受伤啊。
But I think this type of expression was deeply hurt this boss.
就是我炫耀的东西，我看中的东西，我可能就是付出很多很多才得到的东西，但是在你眼中看就不值钱。很气愤这件事情。
I imagine that the boss would think the things I'm valued, I want to show off, and I spend a lot of things to get it, and it's not that valued in your sight, so I kind of hated that.
就是因为你的这种态度，你否定了我的追求，可以说你否定了我所看重的东西，你也就否定了我的价值。
Basically, that in the boss's heart, that the things when you deny the things that I value, it's like you denied myself.
其实耶稣在这个世界上，耶稣存在着，耶稣来到这个世界，就是对所有世人的，就是一种否定。
And so we have to understand when Jesus comes to this world, when he is there on this world, it's a deny all of the.Of earth,
所有的人，很多人跟从耶稣，结果耶稣对他们说：“你们不要去为这地上的食物劳力。”
Well, remember that a lot of people try to follow Jesus, and Jesus tell them, "Do not labor for those earthly food."
很多人就说：“啊，我为什么要做这个，要做那个？我就是要得到荣耀，我就是要得到掌声。”
And a lot of people said that the reason I do this, do that, and try hard is because I want to have the the glory. I want to have the stamp up.
那耶稣对这样的人就说：“那你要舍己。”
And then Jesus said to those people, "said if you want that, you got to deny yourself."
你忘记你自己，你把荣耀归给神。
When you deny yourself, you give glory to God.
那有人就，那我做的这一切事情，那有什么价值呢？如果我不能从当中收获荣耀的话，或者收获地上的饮食的话，那我做这些事情还有什么价值呢？
Then people think, well, if I cannot get glory from the things I do, or get earthly food from what the labor I put there, then what the value I have?
就是耶稣他存在着，他的这种对价值的这种判断，他的这种生命的这种见证，他所追求的东西跟所有人追求的东西不一样，所以他这就其实对所有人就是一种否定。
And so the very existence of Jesus Christ is the value, and what he valued the things, and that become a denial of everyone else.
然后最最让世人忍受不了的就是，耶稣无比坚定地认为他是对的，所有其他的人你们都是错的。
And the things that the world can tolerate, that Jesus is very surely, no, he is right, and everyone else is wrong.
就是他不仅不爱我们爱的东西，他不仅不去追求我们拼命追求的东西，他甚至一点都不羡慕我们。他告诉我们，是我们错了，是他对了。
And Jesus not only do not values what are values, do not pursue what we pursued, and even do not admire what we admire. Even more, he tells us he is right, we are all wrong.
其实这个心态就有点像那个姊妹那个女老板的心态，就是说你买不起这样的手表就算了，但是你居然不羡慕我有这样的手表，这就让他很愤怒了。
And this boss basically said, if you cannot afford this type of watch, that's fine, but you even didn't admire, I have that. That's make me mad.
耶稣的存在就是遭到这个世人的仇恨，因为世人一定要除掉这样的人。
And that's why the existence of Jesus Christ is become a cause people's envy and hatred, and people want to get rid of this.
那么在约翰福音七章这里特别强调的就是所有的世人都在求自己的荣耀，所有的世人都在想扬自己的名声，但是耶稣却不是这样，所以世人就会恨他。
So in the book of John chapter 7 here especially mentioned all the world, everyone on this earth is seeking their own name, seeking their own glory, but Jesus is not like this.
其实从我们的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪就是这样，他们就是要高抬自己。
So actually, from the very beginning, our ancestors, the Adam and Eve, when they fall, and they want to uplift themselves.
他们要高抬自己，跟神一样。
And they want to uplift themselves like a god.
结果他们的后裔呢，亚当夏娃的后人修一个巴别塔，塔顶通天。
And so they descend and they build a tower and they want to reach the heaven.
然后这么高的塔传谁的名呢？传人的名，传自己的。
And the Bible said when they build this tower it's for the purpose of claim that to make a name for themselves.
所以无论你是修塔也好，无论你是做这个也好，做那个也好，你最终的目的传你我自己的名。
So basically whether you build a tower, you do this, do that,ultimate purpose, you want to make a name for yourself.
所以追求自己得荣耀，追求自己得荣耀，就成为人做很多很多事情的一个驱动，一个动机。
So seek for own glory become a motivation for people to doing things.
然后人就越来越远离神，越来越远离神。
And as a result, people are far and far away from God.
那么我们也看见亚当的后人拉麦，他就炫耀自己的这个残暴无情，来得到他妻子们的这种崇拜。
And like example, Adam's descendant Lamech, and he show off his cruelty and to gain the worship of his wives.
他就说 少年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
And the Lamech basically said, "Young people hurt me, I kill him. And this person bother me, I kill."
然后就是，谁要伤害我，我必77倍的去报复他。
And he said, "If someone hurt me, I will be 77 times to have a revenge over that person."
他就炫耀他的残暴，炫耀他的强权，炫耀他的这种武力。结果呢，他的妻子就崇拜这样的人。
And basically, show off his mighty, he show off his cruelty, show off his strength. And as a result, his wife adore him.
所以我们看今天的世界，好像跟拉麦那个时候没有什么太大分别。
So if we look at this world today, it's no different from the time of Lamech.
啊，人们花最高的科技，最多的资源，来创造最可怕的杀人武器。
And people use the most the resource, most advanced technology to produce, to make the most deadly weapon to kill people.
然后世人崇拜这样的国家或这样的社会，崇拜。
But the world adored such a power, adored such a country.
其实我们想，为什么呢？其实他厉害，他惹不起。
And we think why? Because he is mighty and.We cannot try to offend him.
不是说他特别仁慈他特别好他特别慷慨，不是，我们就说他特别厉害。
This adoration is not because he is very kind, very loving, but rather he is very strength and mighty and powerful.
你伤害他，他百倍的报复你。
If you hurt him, he will revenge you in hundredfold.
崇拜这样。
And will adore this type of people.
所以，今天，我们也看见主耶稣去责备那些就是要归荣耀给自己的那些文士和法利赛人。
We also see that Jesus rebuked those Pharisees and scribes. They want to give the glory to themselves.
他们当然不是炫耀自己的这个残暴哈，得到人们的崇拜。他们是炫耀自己所谓的守律法的好行为。
Of course, they do not show off their cruelty to get worship. They show off how they can observe the law, and they get the chair.
所以他们奉献的时候要吹号，祷告的时候要让所有人看到。
So when they get offering, they have to sound the trumpet, and when they pray, they will let everybody see.
你看啊，我们的行为多么好啊，我们多么的守律法。他做这些事情，耶稣说，他们就是要得人的称赞。
And they basically shout to people how great we are, and we follow the laws, and how good is our deeds. And what Jesus said them is that what they do in this is to get the praise from men.
然后耶稣说，这样的人是假冒为善。
And but Jesus said this type of people is a hypocrisy.
然后他这样的人外面虽然很漂亮哈，但里面却是没有生命的。
And Jesus said, "Those people looks like outward is pretty beautiful, but there's no life inside."
所以我们会看见哈，圣经当中看到有些人，你比如我们刚才说的那个拉麦啊，他很邪恶的，他很残酷的，但他赢得人们对他的崇拜啊。
So we can see the Bible shows the example like Lamech we talk about is very cruelly and very powerful, but he got the people's worship.
然后我们也看到那些文士和法利赛人，他们外面的行为很好。他做这些，他不是出于爱神，也不是出于爱人，他做这些是为了自己得荣耀。
And we also see the Pharisees and scribes. Their outward action deeds looks very good, and but when they do this, it's not for love God and love people, but for the glory of themselves.
他们也确实从这个世界上收获很多人的称赞和掌声。
And indeed, they do receive a lot of praise, from this world.
所以无论是那个残酷野蛮的那个拉麦，还是这些假冒为善的法利赛人，他们里面最深的动机，无论他在外面炫耀什么，他里面最深的动机是一样的，就是我要得称赞，我要得别人的这种崇拜。
So whether this cruel Lamech or those hypocritical Pharisees and scribes. No matter what they show off, deep in their heart, the purpose is the same. I want to be praised. I want to be adored. I want to be worshipped.
那很多年以前呢，我有一次经历让我印象非常深刻。
Many years ago, I have a experience that gave me a very deep impression.
那是有一次我跟一个卫理会的一个宣教士，我们住在一起住了一段时间。
And at the time, I was live with a Methodist evangelist. We lived together for a while.
然后我们有一次几乎花了一整天时间讨论所谓的神学问题。
And we spent almost one day at that time discuss so-called theology.
那个时候呢，我还是很幼稚的。我那个时候就觉得，哎呀，这个加尔文的神学，哇，这个太好了，这个逻辑太严密了。
At that time, I believe I'm very naive, and I think that Calvin's theology is very good. It's such a logical way put together.
然后我那时候认为，哎呀，所有不认同加尔文，他所谈到的这个上帝的预定和拣选，或者所有不认同这种思想的人，那都是愚昧啊，那都是这个脑子不行啊。
And that time I was thinking about all those people do not agree with John Calvin's predestination and God's selection, and those people are it's a fool and they have a problem.
我再说明一下，那个时候我还是蛮幼稚啊。
I have to make it clear that time I'm pretty naive.
那么我们也知道，这个卫理中呢，他们是不认同加尔文所强调的这种所谓的预定啊、拣选这个样子。
But of course, we have to acknowledge that Methodists actually do not actually accept Calvin's so-called predestination and God's selection type of theology.
他们是强调人的责任和人的选择。
And they emphasize is people's responsibility and people's free will.
就是人可以做选择，就是这样。
And basically, they said people has the responsibility. People have to make the choice.
我觉得很奇妙。然后那个时候很幼稚的我，跟一个卫理中的宣教士住在一起一段时间，然后正好有个机会，我们就基本上一天的时间就讨论这个加尔文呐、跟那个卫斯理这个不同。
So basically, at that time, very naive me, and I was have an opportunity to live with a Methodist evangelist, and we have a chance to discuss this difference between John Calvin's theory and also.John Wesley's theology.
然后最后我们两个人得到一致的结论。
And with a full-day discussion, we come to a conclusion, the same conclusion.
他也同意这个结论，我也同意这个结论。
And he agrees with this conclusion, and I do, so do I.
其实这根本不是什么加尔文和约翰·威斯理的神学上谁对谁错的问题，根本就不是这个问题。
Actually, this whole issue here is not which one is right, Calvin's, John Calvin's or John Wesley's.
而是我们人骄傲的罪性的问题。
And actually, the problem is the pride, the sinful nature of pride.
所以对于一些人来说，就像那个时候那个幼稚的我来说。
And so for some people, just like me at that time, very naive person.
我一看，哇，加尔文这一套东西可以帮助我，让我觉得我比所有人都聪明，那我就很喜欢这个东西。
And at that time, basically, I look at Calvin's theory. I think it make me feel very help make very smart, and I like this theology.
然后我就哎呀，这个我很喜欢呐、因为我一看，我想，哎呀，是。让我觉得我自己比所有其他的人都聪明。
Because I look at this and I said that I like it and it feels make him feel better, feels much smarter than anyone else.
其实这完全背离了加尔文的初衷。
But that's completely contradict to the original mean of Calvin's theology.
加尔文强调上帝的主权，强调神的权柄，这其实是让人可以谦卑呀。
And when Calvin emphasized God's sovereignty, God's dominance, is want people to be humble.
但是对于一个心中有骄傲的罪性不愿丢下的人，他恰恰利用这个东西，让他觉得自己是最聪明的、最好的，别人都是愚昧的。
But a person with a sinful pride nature in his heart, it just uses these things to make himself is the most smart person, and all the people are fool.
那么同样的，约翰卫斯理强调自己的责任，就是人要去有好的行为。
But the same way that John Wesley emphasized that people has its own responsibility, you have to have a good deed.
那么有些人呢，他确实他说，哎，这个说法很好。那一看自己，哎呀，我是有很多好行为啊，所以他就觉得自己比其他所有人都要好。
And then some people look at it and say, that's good. I have a good deed, so I take this theology and make myself feel better than.Anyone else?
所以就像那个祷告的那个法利赛人，他说：“你看，我一周禁食两次，啊，凡我所有的十分之一，我都献给神呐、啊，我很好啊。”
And just like this Pharisees in the Jesus talk about and pray in the temple, said, "I'm every day I pray twice, and everything I have I give a tithe."
然后他就看那个税吏，你看他什么好事都不做，他做很多很多的坏事。
And then he also pointed to the tax collector. He said, "Look at him; he didn't do any good things."
所以这个法利赛人他是一个卫斯理主义者。
So this the Pharisees you can call it's a Wesleyism.
所以他根据自己的行为，结果让自己觉得自己非常的好，非常的高贵，别人就非常的低贱。
So basically, he takes Wesley's theory and he thinks he has a good deed. So make himself very honorable, but all the other people are very not good.
显然，这也完全违背了卫斯理他的初衷。
But this also completely against what Wesley actually meant to be.
卫斯理强调人的责任，强调人要做出正确的选择，就是让人能够谦卑下来，能够与罪去征战。
When Wesley emphasized people's responsibility and people can make a choice, is want people to be humble so that people can fight against their own sinful nature.
不是让人去骄傲膨胀的。
It's not want people make people feel puffed and pride.
所以我简单的说，最后我跟那个卫理宗的那个宣教授，他是一致的结论。我说这是人性的问题，人的罪性的问题。人罪性就是要骄傲，就是要自己得荣耀，所以人就用各种方式去达到这个罪的目的。
So finally, I have like same conclusion with the evangelist that all the things, the fundamental problem is the sinful nature of a human being and people's pride.People use different theory to fight with each other for their own pride and for their own arrogance.
有些人他就抓到这个工具比较好用，哎，这个神学比较好用，哎，让我可以高抬自己。
And someone is thinking this theology as a tool is very handy. I can use it. I can lift up myself.
有些人就哎，这个好用，哎，这个我喜欢。他抓那个东西来达到了一个目的呢，让自己觉得自己。
And someone else use another theory, other theology, think this is a good tool I can use for myself and to glorify myself.
其实根本跟爱神爱人没有任何关系。
And when they talk of use the theology in that way, that has nothing to do with love God and love people.
所以非常感谢神，我相信那一天呐，几乎一整天的讨论，我相信也有圣灵在带领我跟那个弟兄，虽然我们就是有很多很多的不同，但是我们最后圣灵带领我们，我们终于看到这不是什么加尔文的问题，不是卫斯理，这是人自己罪性的问题，或具体这是我的问题。
So thank God, I think it's the good will of God that day with all those discussion we come to realize it's not the problem with Calvin, John Calvin, and our problem with John Wesley, but it's our problem, our own pride as our sinful nature.
我的问题就是什么呢？还是要荣耀自己，还是要高抬自己。
But my problem is that I want to glorify myself. I want to lift up myself.
其实我后来我也，看到很多的时候，真的事实，很多很多时候人就是这个样子。
And with this experience, I observe actually true that a lot of times people just like this.
我还有一次就是也是跟一个基督徒，然后呢他读了很多很多的这个神学方面的书，然后他对这些非常有兴趣。
And one time I said, a Christian, and he read a lot of works, theologian works, and he's very interested in those works.
然后他也去了无数家的教会，然后他都最后都离开这些教会。
And also he go to a lot of church, and in the end, he left every church he went to.
然后他这个教会有问题，那个教会这个教导有问题。
The problem with him is that this church has a problem, the other church has an issue with their teaching, and so on and so on.
但是说的是很有道理啊，因为他确实可能在这个方面下了很大的功夫，做了很多的研究。
And actually what he said maybe makes sense, he did a lot of study and research.
但是后来我跟他一交往，然后发现，哎，他心里有很多很多的一种惧怕在他心里。
But we're not...have a deep conversation with him, I understand, and I find out that he actually has a very fear, very deep fear in his heart.
然后他所惧怕的东西，在我看来根本不只是一提的东西。
But it seems to me what he fears is, to me, it's not really something to be feared of.
哎呀，这个手机上这个 app 你不要用啊，什么什么邪恶的政府会通过这个来监视你啊。
Yeah, and if something feel like, oh, you shouldn't use this app and yourself because some wicked government will be kind of watch over you through this app.
哎，这个话不要说啊。Big Brother is watching you.
And so, okay, so you cannot say this because don't say this type of things because the Big Brother might overwatch over you.
哎呀，你每天，哇，这个什么一个。可怕的势力啊，那个什么什么一个可怕的一个什么东西。
So in his like every day, this is a terrible things. That is terrible things.
我就觉得，哎，耶稣说了，又怎样呢？杀身体不能杀灵魂的，你不要怕他，又怎样呢
？So in my heart is so what? I mean, Jesus said that those who kill the body but they cannot kill your soul, do not be afraid of. So all those things, what to be afraid of?
他又能把你怎么样呢？
You're afraid of these things, that things, and what that leads to.
后来我说，哎，圣经，你那么读了那么多书，你那么清楚，你所有教会你都不满意，你都觉得别人教导不如你，那你怎么，我看不到你有真正的信心呢？
So I was thinking about it. You study so many theological works, and you find all the church this does not meet your need and all the things, but I just don't see a true faith in you.
后来我就明白，哦，原来你下那么大的功夫在神学上面，你的目的就是为了讲给我听，让我很尊重你。哎呦，你很棒，你很厉害，你就是这个。
So I'm just figured out that you spend so many time to study the theological works, but in the end, you just want to speak to somebody, show it to you, to me or something, so I can like think you are great.
然后你就会去贬低所有其他的教会，你就会看低所有的人，你就觉得自己最厉害。
And because you study all those theological works, so in the end, what leads to you is just to look down every church's work, everybody like.You're the one the greatest.
然后我就看不到真正的信心，信仰跟他没什么关系。
But in the life, I just don't see the true faith, and has nothing to do with the faith. This life.
然后，我还看到有这样的事情啊，就是一些美国一些非常富有的一些年轻人，比如说一些华尔街的一些年轻精英们。
And also, I see this type of story that in the U.S., there's a lot of rich young men, like Wall Street, rich young men.
我知道他们当中很多的人，他们这当中人是很讨厌那些什么，一些宗教啊这些东西。他们觉得这些，哎呀，都是一些假冒为善的，都是一些什么。
Among this class, and I believe those people are very hate about religion, and they think the religion are all hypocrisy.
然后呢，他们就花$5,000跑到非洲一个小村落里面 去住三天，然后帮当地的这个人去筑一个墙，用泥巴去搞一个墙，好像给当地人去帮助他们。
So they spend some money, and maybe $5,000 to fly to Africa and go to the tribes and help the local people. Maybe spend 3 days to build a small wall or something to help the local people.
然后呢，回来以后回到自己这个豪宅里面，哎呀，发上几千张照片在 Facebook 上，告诉所有人，你看我到非洲去做义工了。
And then they come back and go to maybe his friend's house and sit there and send out the post, like 1,000 pictures of his charity work at Africa.
哪知道人家那个当地非洲村落的人，他们一走，马上把这个墙就给拆了，因为要迎接下一批游客呀。
And basically, don't know that actually when he left, they just tear down this wall because they got to receive the next group of people come to help them.
事实上大家也知道，他们能够建一个什么样的墙呢？
And of course, you can imagine like 3 days, what kind of wall you can build.
他们这些人就很轻看你这些。这些牧师传道啊讲的这些东西，他们都认为虚伪，你们都假冒为善，你看我真正做了实事啊，我真正到了非洲啊去给人家建了一个墙啊。
And this group of people basically look down church's teaching and they think it's just hypocrisy and he said I'm doing the real thing, I really went to the Africa and I helped them.
然后啊，我到处去发他的照片。
Then afterward they post lots of pictures.
其实为了什么？他真的爱非洲人吗
？So, but if you look at them, are they really love the people in Africa?
不是，他让自己得荣耀，他要证明自己，我比所有人都好。
It's not because they just wanted to just demonstrate themselves are better than everyone else.
所以就像耶稣的弟弟对耶稣说：“你要扬名呐，你要让所有人都看见呐，你就要去到犹太地，去耶路撒冷，要扬名呐。”
Then just like Jesus, surprised, tell Jesus that if you want to make a name yourself, you got to go to some place the big, and then let every people see what you're doing.
其实所有世人都是这样，追求自己的荣耀，追求扬自己的名。
Actually, this world is like that. Everyone want to seek their own glory and try to make a name for themselves.
这是人里面骄傲的罪性，这是非常可怕的一个毒根。
Sinful nature in us, and it's very terrible root of poison root.
亚当的儿子，第一个儿子该隐，把他弟弟亲弟弟就杀了。
Adam's first son and killed his brother.
为了什么呢？因为他觉得他应该得称赞，他应该得荣耀，但他没有得到，他弟弟得到了。
For what? Because he thinks he should be praised. He should be praised, but he didn't got it. But his brother got it.
结果他就把弟弟杀了。
So he killed his brother.
所以今天很多时候就是，哎呀，我们要得称赞，这没有什么不对啊。每个人都要渴望这种得称赞呢、啊，这有什么不好？这很不好，这会导致非常非常可怕的罪。
And so today with the same, people think, what's wrong with if we want to be praised? And is anything wrong with we want to be praised? And I want to say it's very bad because it will lead to a sin.
有人会说，哎呀，我没有那样啊，我只是希望得称赞，但是我也不会因为此去杀人呢、啊。
And somebody says, no, I just want to be praised. I won't be like to kill people like Cain.
但是你要知道，因为今天有法律，今天你周围有所有的人。当时该隐杀亚伯的时候，周围没有人。
And of course, you have to know that today, yeah, you don't kill people because today there's a law. And at that time of Cain, actually, no one there, no law there.
我前段时间看有个新闻哈，就是一个。在人们心目中眼中一直是一个完美的一个小孩，学习非常好，被称为完美的学霸。
Not long ago, I see a news and a young people, and in people's eye, he He is perfect and is very good in his study.
然后，哎，后来人们发现，结果他把他自己的妈妈给杀了。
And then they find that actually he killed his mother.
然后呢，他就逃亡了，逃亡。结果，第三年都警察来抓到他。
And after he killed his mother, he ran away. And in 3 years, he was captured by the police.
后来就审问他呀，他就说，他为什么干出这样的事情呢？因为他从小到大，他学习很好，他觉得都是被他父母逼的。
And so in the trial, he was talking about how he come to that situation. He said that since his youth, he's studied very good, but he always think this always pushed by his parents.
然后他就说，他也非常清楚他父母为什么逼他哈。
And of course, it's very clear why his parents push for him for a good study.
他的理由是什么呢？就说我可以满足他们的骄傲。
And he figured that so they push me to be study very good is because I can satisfy their pride.
所以他一直就是这样，父母不是为了我好。就是父母自己想得荣耀，父母自己的骄傲要得到满足，所以呢，
so,
这就把我当工具。
So in his heart, he always think that the parents is not for his benefit. Parents just use me as a tool to satisfy their pride.
所以这毫无疑问，这是非常惨痛的一个悲剧。
Of course, this is a very terrifying tragedy.
但是我们都说，哎呀，都是这个小孩的错。
And a lot of time we read this story, we think, oh, this is this child's problem.
当然，就是这个小孩他有非常犯下非常可怕的罪行啊，这不能否认。
Obviously, we cannot deny that this young man actually committed a very terrified crime.
但这个小孩说，我的父母一直把我当工具来满足他们的骄傲，这难道不值得引起我们的思考吗？
But the child is saying, this young man is saying that his parents use him as a tool to satisfy their pride. That actually should cause us to think.
所以我们今天，我们真的去思想去看，今天这个世界上很多很多的痛苦，很多很多的悲剧，到底是为什么会发生的？
So today we look at this world, there's a lot of painful things, sorrow things, a lot of tragedy.For what they happen?
因为有些人，他总要去得到最多的荣耀，他总要高抬自己，他总要把别人都贬低，都看低。
Behind it is actually this people want to be get praised, be glorified, and they want to put everyone else down below.
这个世界上总是过一段时间会出现一些战争狂人。然后引发非常可怕的残暴的战争，无数的生命死去。
And you can see this world from the time to time, there's always some crazy war mongers come and people, countless people life lost in all those wars.
因为总有一些人，他要说我要得荣耀。我的国家要得荣耀，我的种族要得荣耀，我们是最高贵的，我们是最好的，别人都是污秽，都是脏的。
Because there's always some kind of people come to power, they want to say, I want to be glorified, my race should be glorified, my country should be glorified, and all the rest of them are filthy and dirty, not worth to exist.
总有这样的人。
And there's always this type of people.
啊，就是，啊，前段时间。我跟我们在家里看一个电视剧。
And recently we watch a TV show at home.
偶尔。
Sometimes.
然后人们就感叹，哎呀，我说为什么？你看这个人，这个真的这个战争狂人，他总是要打打杀杀的，你说多么可怕呀！就是带来那么多残酷的战争。
And when we watch this TV show, and we just signed it to ourselves, said, "Why this crazy man want to have so many wars? It's just crazy."
总是要 证明他们特别厉害。其实后来我就说，没有这个狂人，他一定有别的狂人。
And we'll discuss that, and they always want to have prove he's right. And then in the end, I said, well, if there's no this crazy man, there must be another crazy man.
没有这个希特勒，他有另外一个希特勒。
And no this Hitler, and there will be another Hitler.
没有这个拿破仑，他有别的拿破仑。
There's no this Napoleon, there will be another Napoleon.
我们说，哎呀，如果啊，就是把他，就是压制住啊，这个世界会太平？不是的，所有人都是这样的。
We always think if we can constrain this crazy man, that the world will be peace. But actually, it's not, because every one of us has this type of tendency.
总要自己得荣耀，总要高抬自己。
Because we always want to be ourselves to be lifted up, ourselves to be glorified.
耶稣跟这世人不一样。
And Jesus is different from this world.
约翰福音七章，我们今天所读的经文呢，是可以说是耶稣在地上的服事的日子的一个新的开始，一个新的起点。
And Book of John, chapter 7, we can talk about is a turning point of Jesus' ministry on earth.
在这之前呢，耶稣大部分这个活动的地区就是加利利地区，耶稣在这里行了最多的神迹。
And before that, most activity that Jesus had is on the area of Galilee, and he performed the most miracles.
在加利利地区呢，耶稣虽然也碰到就是别人对他的这种攻击，但是呢，总的来说还是有很多人跟从他的。
In the area of Galilee, and when Jesus would be opposed by somebody, but overall.He had a lot of followers.
但是从约翰福音第七章开始，耶稣后来还是去到耶路撒冷。
And then start from chapter 7, yes, Jesus later on went to Jerusalem.
那么这个时候，耶稣就越来越碰到人都是要杀他，人都是要害他。所以在约翰福音七章一开始就说，这事以后，就是前面这段事情全部过去，加利利这些神迹的过去，这事以后，耶稣最终还是去到耶路撒冷去过这个祝棚节。
And then in John chapter 7, he said after that, that means that the Jesus' activity in Galilee, and Jesus went to Jerusalem, and went to Jerusalem to attend the Feast of Tabernacles.And from now on, and Jesus is more and more oppressed, hated, and even killed by people.
这一次耶稣去到耶路撒冷，就再也没有回加利利了。以前去过，但都回加利利。那这次去耶路撒冷，回不去了，最终被钉在十字架上。
Put it in that way, in this time, when Jesus left Galilee and go to Jerusalem, and Jesus will never return back. Before, he went to Jerusalem and returned to Galilee. But this time, he went to Jerusalem,And he never returned. He was killed on the cross.
这一次过后，差不多六个月的时间，就是耶稣在这个世界上最后六个月的时间了。
And after that, about 6 months of time is the last 6 months of Jesus Christ on this earth.
但这六个月，耶稣没有再行什么神迹，主要就是讲道教训。
And in this 6 months of time, Jesus did not perform any miracle anymore, but focus on preach.And teaching.
然后耶稣的弟弟们不是让耶稣到耶路撒冷去行神迹吗？结果后来耶稣还是去了，不过没有跟他弟弟一起去。
And so Jesus' brother want Jesus to go to Jerusalem to perform miracle, and Jesus did win, but Jesus didn't win with his brothers.
那耶稣去了耶路撒冷，耶稣没有在那里去行神迹，耶稣到会堂、到殿里去教训人。
And also, Jesus went to Jerusalem. He did not perform miracle anymore, but rather he went to the synagogue, went to the temple to teach.
结果耶稣这样教训人，耶路撒冷人就越是恨他，越是要杀死他。
But as a result, the more Jesus teach, and the more people hate him, want to kill him.
耶稣到耶路撒冷过祝棚节，那祝棚节到底是什么样的意义呢？
And Jesus went to Jerusalem to participate in the Feast of Tabernacle. What that means, the Feast of Tabernacle?
祝棚节就是神让以色列人在这个节期当中离开自己的家，都住到一个用树枝搭起来简陋的棚子里面去。
And we know that the tabernacle is that Feast of Tabernacle is the feast ordained by God. God wanted Israelites at that Feast of Tabernacle time, they will leave their own house and go to the wilderness and live in a very simple tent.
然后在那里思想上帝的作为。
And there they can think, meditate in the work of God.
神想把以色列人带领出埃及，在旷野，然后在旷野漂流四十年。
How the Israelites was led by God out of Egypt and in the wilderness for 40 years.
离开他们自己的家。
And they left their own house.
对，所以祝棚节就是让我们看到，我们在地上的东西都是不值得留恋的。我们在这个地上是一个客旅的人生。
So Feast of Tabernacle basically teach us one lesson. All the things we have on earth is not something that we can keep.And the life we are on earth is a life of alien.
所以舍弃离开这世上的家，不要再去一门心思去追求地上的财宝、地上的荣耀，离开这些。
So that Feast of Tabernacle reminds us to leave the things behind us, the earthly possession, the earthly glory, and leave all those.
走神让我们走的路，哪怕是在旷野里。
What kind of path that God want us to walk, even in the wilderness?
思想神的作为，归荣耀给神。
Meditate, thinking about the works of God and give glory to God.
然后享受在神里面的平安。
Then we will enjoy the peace in God.
主耶稣基督去到耶路撒冷，这一次去到耶路撒冷，真正的就是开始走向十字架了。
And Jesus, this time he went to Jerusalem, and you can say this time he truly start the path, a journey towards the cross.
舍己。
And on the cross he sacrificed himself.
离开在加利利的很多追随者跟从者。
Left a lot of followers in Galilee.
然后来到耶路撒冷，面对所有那些想要杀死他的人。
Then come to Jerusalem, face all those who want to kill him.
然后最终在十字架上牺牲他自己。
And in the end, sacrifice himself on the cross.
这对主耶稣的在地上的服事来说，可以说这是一个新的一个起点。
So we can see at this time, John chapter 7 is that Jesus' ministry on earth.Is a new point.
我们今天也是在2020年的最后这几天，马上我们会迎接新的一年的到来。
So today is we are at the end of 2020, and pretty soon we will welcome to 2021.
所以让我们也来思想，我们的一个重新开始的起点是什么。
So let's think about what is the new point for us to start.
终点当然很重要了，终点，基督徒生命在地上生命的终点就是永恒的天家，天堂。
The end of a journey, of course, is important. And for Christian, end of a journey is the heavenly home.
但是起点也很重要。
But the starting point is also important.
我们在一个正确的起点出发，我们就会少走很多很多的弯路。
If we start a right point, then we can kind of,do a lot of way that's not right.
我们也不是那么容易就迷路了。
And we are not so easy to go astray.
所以我们今天在这个岁年末的时候，我们心思想跟从耶稣，我们的起点到底是什么？
So in this end of this year, let's think. We follow Jesus. What is our starting point?
我们跟从耶稣不是为了自己在这个地上要得荣耀。
And we follow Jesus is not for the glory of ourselves on earth.
我们跟从耶稣不是为了证明啊，我比别人好，我比别人都高尚。
We follow Jesus is not trying to demonstrate I'm better than everyone else. I'm nobler than everyone else.
啊，这是我很多年以前，我刚刚信主的时候，我就犯这样的错误。啊，我就说，make me a better man. 啊，我要变得更好，所以我信耶稣。
That is my mistake when I, in the very beginning, when I come to believe in Christ and just want to make me a better man.
后来我发现，信耶稣不是为了要提升自己。
And I think that I come to understand that believing Jesus is not trying to lift up myself.
信耶稣首先第一步是彻底的否定自己。
And believing Jesus, the first step is completely deny yourself.
舍己。
And give up yourself.
你没有什么好的。
And you don't have no good in me.
上帝拯救你完全是神的恩典，不是因为你比别人好。
God saved me is completely God's grace. It's not because I'm better than anyone else.
所以信耶稣不是为了让我们自己得荣耀，信耶稣是让我们真正的看到自己是一个罪人。
So believing Jesus is not to demonstrate better than anyone else, rather to demonstrate we are the sinners.
信耶稣是真正的要把一切的荣耀归给神，归给那宝座上曾经被杀的羔羊，为你为我舍命的那一位。
Believing Jesus is want to give the glory to God, give the one that gave his life for you and for me.In the Lamb of God.
只有这样才是真正自由释放的人生，也是喜乐的人生。
And only like this, then we have a true, free, and joyful life on the earth.
啊，我们刚才已经谈到很多那些要自己得荣耀、要高抬自己的人，他们非常非常可怕，不仅给别人带去灾难，给自己也带来灾难。
And we have talked about a lot that those one of his.Want his own glory, not only bring a tragedy for other people and to themselves.
那么，穆安德烈曾经说过，穆安德烈是个非常好的一个基督徒哈。
And Mu Andrew actually says this. Mu Andrew said this.
啊，他说，一个人他越是忘我舍己，渴望叫神成为他的一切，只叫神得着荣耀，他就会变得越来越快乐。
And he said, if a person completely lost himself, only looking for God's glory, and then he become a more and more happy person.
我相信每一个就是被神的宝血所洒的人，被主耶稣基督所拯救的人，真正走在这个信心之路上的人，都会深深的认同这一点。
And I believe everyone truly saved by God's grace and purchased of Jesus, what kind of path of God?Can all agree what he said?
真正的舍己，忘记自己，不是追求自己的荣耀。
Truly forget yourself, lost yourself, not seek your own glory.
把荣耀归给神。
And give the glory to God.
就像耶稣基督降生的时候，天使所唱的那样，荣耀归给至高之处的神。
And just like when Jesus was born, and the angel sang that the glory to be the God.
然后呢，平安就会归给地上神所喜悦的人。
And when the glory to be God, then the peace will be given to the people that God's pleased.
所以，在这个2020年即将结束的时候，新的一年即将开始的时候。
So in this time of end of 2020 and the start of 2021,
让我们来思想，我们跟从耶稣的起点到底是。
So let's think about what is the starting point. Again, we follow Jesus Christ.
不追求自己的荣耀，不追求高抬自己。
Do not seek our own glory. Do not seek our own benefit.
忘记我们自己。
Lost ourselves.
跟从耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
让他的名得荣耀。
Let his name be glorified.
愿这成为我们一个新的起点。信心的起点。
May this to be our new point to start.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你，你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
在你的话语的亮光当中，我们看见自己的本相。
In your word, we see our natures.
我们自己。原本是这样污秽败坏，没有指望的人，
were so corrupt and filthy and without hope.
但是我们也从神的话语当中看见我们在神眼中的价值。
But in God's word, we also see our value in Christ, in God.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world, so he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not be perished, but have everlasting life.
我们得救的人，不是因为我们自己有什么好的地方。
For those of us saved, it's not because we have something good.
那完全是神的恩典。
It's completely the grace of God.
愿圣灵借着神的道，借着神的话，让我们能够生命得重生。
May the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, give us a new birth.
让我们不再追求我们自己要得荣耀，我们自己要高升。
So we are not seeking our own glory.
让我们把一切的荣耀都归给主耶稣基督。
So we can give all the glory to Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.